Are you a real estate agent looking to change your real estate game, change your real estate business, and change your life? Welcome to the Bulletproof Agent Podcast. I'm Catherine Lucadu, real estate coach, speaker, top producing agent, and broker owner of the Property Gallery Realty, just 20 minutes north of Toronto. We will be exploring the mindset, training, strategies, motivations, and tools that you will need to be super successful in your real estate business. But before we get started, check us out in our Facebook group, Bulletproof Agents. Now, are you serious about taking your real estate business to the next level? Well, then here we go. Isn't it amazing? Just when you think that you have learned everything that you need to have learned, you come to an event or you attend a seminar or you read a book and you realize that there's still so much more that you didn't know you knew. So as you can see, I'm not in lovely cold Toronto. I am waiting to get on a flight for Las Vegas. Unfortunately, my flight has been delayed. Well, as they say, fortunately, not so fortunately, but as you can see here, I'm just outside the resort. I'm trying to stay close to the hotel so I can keep my Wi-Fi. But I have been here for the week or half a week. And what's interesting is, so I came as the teacher. So I came at the beginning of the week to speak at the Windermere Prestige Properties and teach the realtors here about using social media marketing and video in their businesses. And it was a fantastic group of realtors. If any of you are watching, comment below, say hello to me, and let me know if you enjoyed the talk that I gave, the presentation. It went over very well. And so that's what was interesting. So I came as the teacher for that particular presentation. And then the following 2 days, I was here as a student. And what I mean by that is I attended a 2-day real estate mastermind with some very high-level real estate agents, teams, broker owners. And to add to that mix, we actually had a lady named Karen X, who has created viral videos. And, you know, we see these viral videos on YouTube. We can see them when we click on Facebook, and we see the millions of views that people have. So she has over 5, and even on some of her videos, 10 million views. And so what she was able to tell us is how she did it. And wow, you know, we seem to complicate a lot in our lives, and we think that because we don't know something, it's very difficult to attain. When in fact, her whole viral video, I can't call it a job, you can't call it a hobby. Well, now it's a job because she actually gets paid to do viral videos for Apple. She gets paid by Red Bull. She gets paid by Microsoft, all kinds of companies. But funny enough, it started on a fluke for her because she was leaving her job at Microsoft and she decided to create a goodbye song to her colleagues. And it went crazy. The video was shared and passed along. So that's a good lesson to know, is that we really do tend to overcomplicate things in our minds. We think that because we don't know how to do it and we haven't really gained that information, then it's just something that maybe we should just forget about. When in fact, these days, everything is at our fingertips and nothing is too hard to learn. You just have to have the will and enthusiasm to do it. And in the mix, there was also a Facebook ads. I can't even call him a guru. This guy was amazing. He creates Facebook ads and Facebook marketing with billions, well, maybe we'll start with millions of dollars a month in Facebook ads for some companies. And, you know, funny enough, it's actually just our words. And isn't everything that we talk about in life just our words, though, right? How our words can change a meaning, the tone of our words. And this is, I've known this because many of you know I was actually a professor and I taught communication. So I know the power of words, but a lot of people don't quite realize that. We don't realize it when we're speaking to someone, that our tone, maybe our facial expressions can affect someone. We don't realize it in the emails that we write, in the text messages that we send, and that things can get, you know, the message can get mixed when we do that. So we had John Cheplak tell us about email writing. And what is the correct way to send emails so that they actually get some engagement and get opened? Because as we know, and all you have to do is check your phone right now, check your computer, the amount of emails that you get in your inbox every day is, I don't know, for me, it's close to the hundreds. And they just keep coming and coming. So the question is, how do you get people to stop and look at the email that you've sent them as opposed to just sort of letting it go through the feed? And again, it just comes down to words. Are you using your words correctly? And it goes back to Facebook ads as well. Why is it, or even just a post, why is it that some people's posts get watched and, you know, they scroll down, they click on them. Why is it that some people make very successful Facebook posts and others don't? And what is it that they're doing differently than from other people? So these are some of the other things that we learned. And yeah, it was 2 days of so much information. I actually filled an entire notebook of notes. I couldn't write fast enough. There was another gentleman, Steve Hawks, and he came in, he is like an encyclopedia, even though we don't really use them anymore, but literally an encyclopedia of knowledge. He owns a real estate brokerage, but he is also a consultant, and he has spoken on CNBC, Bloomberg. He, you know, his opinion has been asked for various real estate topics. So he discussed the China, basically China and real estate, and what's been happening all over the world with China and real estate, because as we know in Canada, they've had, there's been a huge, huge effect on our real estate by Chinese buyers and foreign buyers. And I didn't realize that in Las Vegas, over 50% of the properties here are purchased by foreign buyers. And that then led to the topic of the California exodus, which I knew a little bit about, but he expanded on that. So that was extremely interesting. And he just kind of gave us topics and then the big five companies in real estate, and as we call the disruption that's been happening and may continue to happen. But there's also a few pointers about that. So what I decided to do, because a lot of people have been messaging me and asking, oh, you know, can you tell us more information? And can you let us know? It's such a huge amount of information. Like, to give you an example, the second day that we were in the room, I think we were in the room for close to 12 hours, just learning, discussing, and so on. So that's a lot of notes. That's a lot of information that I couldn't possibly put on paper. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to create a series of webinars that I'm going to teach a lot of the things that were discussed here. I'm going to teach what it is that I know already, and then I'm going to sort of, the cherry on the cake will be everything that I've learned here, and I'm going to sort of amalgamate and put it all together and create a series of webinars. So if you are interested in registering for any of these webinars, and you'll have the choice, I'll have different landing pages for the different webinars that I'm going to create. So if you would like to register for any of these and learn either about how to write the best copy for a Facebook post to get attention, there will be a webinar on video and different types of videos that you can do, just like I taught here in Vegas. There will also be the way to capture people's attention when that video goes on to Facebook. I will also be doing email writing. How do we stop people from ignoring the emails, clicking on them, and getting fantastic open rates on your emails? And what was the other one that I was going to do? There will be a couple more. So if you are interested, put your email below. I will put you into a database. And as soon as I have all of those ready and prepared, because that's what I do, I will prepare, create something really great, and bring it back to you. So you'll just be able to choose what it is that you'd like to learn about. Much easier, I think, than trying to get yourself to an office or to a meeting or anything like that. So there you have it. So what did I learn for the whole week, being the teacher and the student? One, never stop learning, because it just opens your mind. It opens your eyes to opportunity out there, to the possibility of what a person can attain. Really, it's quite amazing when you see the fabulous things that other people are doing out there. And remembering that whatever business you're in, always look outside the business for opportunity, for ideas, because a lot of it comes externally and then you can use it internally. So even if you get the chance to attend a seminar with a subject, maybe that's not exactly closely related. Sorry, I'm like holding up this gentleman right here. You can say hello. he was so politely waiting behind me until I finished talking. So just remember, just keep learning, because it's really important. Go to networking events. Whether they're in your industry or not, just talking to people, hearing their experiences, what it is that they do on a daily basis, what it is that they encounter, issues they encounter, everything will help you grow your business. And yes, I don't know if I can leave this. Look. Oh my gosh, I love palm trees. So once again, I am going to be holding a series of webinars next month. I am going to take a few weeks to prepare exactly what you need to know. And whether you're in real estate or not, I think that video, Facebook posting, writing the correct emails, and having some knowledge about different topics going on around the world will help your business. Have an awesome Sunday. It's still morning here for me. I still got a whole day to enjoy it. Some of it will be on a plane, and I look forward to hearing from you. So like I said, drop your email below if you're interested. And I'm Catherine Lucadu, broker owner at the Property Gallery. If you haven't met me already, reach out. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Find me on Facebook with any of your questions or comments at Catherine Lucadu.